Doug Ford's right-of-center Progressive Conservative Party swept to power in Ontario earlier this month. One of his campaign pledges was to fire the top executives of Hydro One.
We will stop the Hydro ripoff. We will clean up the Hydro mess. And when we're in government, we're going to put an end to the Hydro executives getting rich off the taxpayers of this great province.
The incoming leader of the province has leverage. The Ontario government owns 47% of the company.
Any kind of business issue where you're controlled by government or whatever, you always get drawn into politics.
That's Toronto Star veteran political reporter Rob Ferguson. He said Hydro One has been an easy target. In eastern Canada, people's utility bills have been doubling, or in some cases tripling. All the while, Hydro One's new CEO raked in an unprecedented salary, $6 million Canadian.
So along comes progressive conservative leader Doug Ford, starts calling him the $6 million man and kind of makes him the scapegoat for everything. And, you know, the fact is, if the guy makes $6 million, or if he makes what you and I make, taking that off the system isn't going to make hardly any difference, not even a penny on hydro bills, but it is symbolic. So that's how he rallied this issue.
Doug Ford's red-blooded rhetoric calling for heads leads to inevitable comparisons to Donald Trump. Ferguson said efforts to glean more details about Ford's plans for Hydro One, especially pertaining to its purchase of AEL&P's parent company Avista, have been fruitless.
The clearest answer we've got on that is pretty vague. And it is that Premier Ford would leave that decision about what to do with the Avista deal up to the board. Meanwhile, we're saying to him, well, you could be Premier. Now he is going to be Premier. Maybe you owe the voters of Ontario a little more detail on that.
The Avista sale still needs approval by regulators in U.S. states where it does business. Authorities in Alaska and Montana have given the green light, but the purchase remains under review in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. It's important to note that electricity prices in Alaska are regulated. That would buffer Juneau's power rates from the winds of political change in Canada.
I would say we're fairly insulated the way we've developed the settlement.
Kirk Gibson is the Portland, Oregon attorney retained by the city and borough of Juneau to negotiate with Hydro One. He secured a list of commitments from the company, and in return, the city agreed to support the deal. That spared Hydro One from having to hold hearings before Alaska regulators. Gibson said one commitment Hydro One made was prior regulatory approval for any corporate reorganization that could put Alaska Electric Light and Power under direct control of its Canadian parent company.
That was the sort of the stitch that we put in to make sure that you have everything tied up, and that was one that we put in to do that.
The future of Hydro One remains an open question. Ferguson said as long as the government has a stake, any stake in the company, it'll be red meat for politicians.
You can think you're running a private company that's traded on the stock exchange, and even though you're not technically fully under the thumb of the government, in the court of public opinion you are, and that's what's happened here.
Doug Ford's first day as Ontario's leader is June 29th. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.